Hey there, Injured Gadgets is back again with its new blog title, How to Replace and Fix a Broken iPad Screen Guide by Injured Gadgets. If you drop your iPad flat on the floor and the screen cracks, don't panic. However, if you don't want to change it yourself, your local Apple store will most likely do it for you. However, expect to pay between $250 and $350 for this service. As a result, you might want to follow this instruction and replace the display yourself. We recently changed the screen on the first generation Wi-Fi iPad and wanted to share our experience with how we did it. Step-by-step guide to replacing the iPad digitizer. We'll walk you through the procedure of restoring your broken iPad screen step-by-step in this article. Step 1, getting the right parts. The first step in repairing your broken iPad screen is to determine which iPad parts require replacing and which may be reused. Knowing the parts you require is essential since it will save you money. The digitizer touchscreen and the LCD screen are two different displays that connect and are parts of the front assembly. The home button and the side panel are all part of the digitizer, located across the front of the display. The LCD screen lies beneath it, thicker in the center but smaller around the edges. It also comes with a kit that includes screws and ribbons for connecting to the digitizer. Only one ribbon includes with the digitizer, and it creates a connection with the LCD. Step 2, getting the right tools. You'll also need to buy a few more tools when you buy the digitizer, and here is what you'll require. A small screwdriver. A metallic prying tool. Plastic prying tools. A T4 Torx screwdriver. A roll of electronic tape. iPad clips replacement set. Step 3, taking the iPad apart. Remove the protective covering from the digitizer's screen to begin. Then, next to the iPad with the injured digitizer, place the digitizer down. You'll need to take the metallic prying tool and put it into the wedge at the front panel's edge. You'll need to lift cautiously and spin the digitizer counterclockwise after securing the metal spudger or prying tool inside. Due to the metal clamps in place, they will be highly secure and difficult to move. When you unscrew and open up your iPad's damaged digitizer, you'll see a pair of ribbons tying the two displays together with the back panel. Begin by unplugging the digitizer's locking connector. You'll need to raise the hatches with a sharp tool to free the clamps. It must then unlock the ambient light sensor connection. With the simple snap, you'll be able to unlock it from the back panel. It will now be possible to detach the front assembly, including digitizer and LCD, from the rear panel after removing the two connectors, 3 if you've got a 3G antenna. After you've separated the rear panel and front panel assemblies, place the front panel's assembly next to you and take the T4 Torx screwdriver. You'll need to unscrew 8 screws from the back and front of the assembly that link the LCD screen to the digitizer. After that, you'll need to remove the electronic tape from the assembly's side. You may now remove the LCD screen from the frame because it should be loose, and it separates from the digitizer. After that, you'll need to remove the thin ambient light sensor connector so you can install it on the new digitizer. Step 4, reinstalling the new digitizer. The next step is to take your new digitizer and set it where the old, broken one used to be. Place the iPad replacement screen on a level surface and insert the LCD between the edges to which the screws will go. It must now reinstall the ambient light sensor in its original place. Another place to apply some electrical tape is around the border of the LCD, where the split ribbon wire is now and used to be before removing it. To attach the LCD with the digitizer, replace the 8 screws in the framework. This cable has to be the one to reconnect if you followed these instructions and the video connector didn't unplug from the rear panel rather than the front assembly. Lock the latch and cover it with electrical tape after attaching the video connector. Now you must position the digitizer near the LCD and attach the split ribbon wire, and secure the clips that hold it in place by pressing down on the latches until they are flat. You'll also need to attach the ambient light sensor to a remote connection with no lock or clip. After reconnecting all of the connections, the next and last step is to secure the digitizer to the back panel only with metallic clips. You'll need to carefully press down each side until the clips click into place, and also, the iPad is put back together all the way it was before. Conclusion. As you've noted, replacing a broken iPad screen is not as simple as it appears at first, but it is possible. We recommend having this guide on hand for the procedure before you begin. Before starting, ensure you should have the necessary equipment and understand what you're changing, the iPad digitizer, the midboard LCD, or both.